We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Throwback to the 80s is your artist of the day. And dare I say, maybe their best song.
I think I found my new heroes. A couple of college students near Houston taking social media by storm this week.
What are they doing?
They noticed that there wasn't a lot of diversity on their local McDonald's.
Okay.
So they took a picture of themselves eating, had it blown up, made into a poster.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck it on the wall of the McDonald's, and it's been there for 7 weeks with no one noticing.
It's a photo of them eating,
yes.
Blown up and stuck on the wall.
It's huge, too. I mean, this is a big poster.
Like those, what are they called? With you have the athlete and you put it on the wall, like football player.
Oh, I mean, this is more poster-like than those like sticker things that you're talking about, but... I'm in awe that no one has noticed
fathead,
that this
fathead,
is
yes.
This is a fake
right.
poster for 7 weeks. I love it.
Leave it. I love it.
I think so, too. And it looks professionally done. It looks really good. So
Iceland Air has been a huge hit for KCI.
I just saw this story.
They flew 3,843 passengers.
Everyone I know has gone to Iceland.
During their first two-plus months, between May 26th and July 31st, Iceland Air flew 3,843 passengers out of KCI to Reykjavik.
Okay, now really quick, let me just say this, because a dear friend of mine, single mom, posted something on Twitter over the weekend. You might have seen it, and then she retracted it. And here's what she said. She said, so happy that all of you have enough money to go flying around the world to Iceland. No, seriously, keep sharing your photos. I think she was having a bad day.
You think?
You know, like hashtag single mom life kind of thing. Then she wrote back on Twitter and said, I want to apologize for saying that. If you can afford to go, I think it's great. Actually, keep posting your photos. I think she was just having a bad day kind of thing. And I reached out on Twitter and I said to her, The plane tickets to get to Iceland are better than half the cost of, say, going to Florida for spring break. If you have not looked at airfare during the month of March for spring break, mm-hmm. my jaw hit the floor.
Are you going back this year?
$700
to go to Florida.
They just opened the flights up this week. $700 to get to Florida. I think you can go to Iceland for what, 320, around 300.
I think it's a little bit more than that, but yeah, okay.
So my point was, it's all expensive, but Iceland, actually, if you're looking for somewhere to go for spring break, that's where you want to go. Don't go to Florida.
Problem with Iceland in March is that it's Iceland in March.
Well, but they don't do it in March. They only do it in the summer. Iceland Air only flies out of KCI
really?
In the summer.
Well, that's true.
It's just so expensive. Expensive. You know, if people did that with gasoline, we would call that gouging and you would have to go to jail. But the airlines can say, you know what, you want to go to Florida?
Well,
that'll be $700.
Well, but in fairness, there's competition in the airline industry. And I know there isn't in gases too, but you almost have to drive. You don't have to fly.
Correct. Which then adds, let's be honest, 2 days, 3 days to your trip that you have to take off and drive.
But what I'm saying is when a gas station on the corner raises their rates to, you know, say it's $2.80, the one down the street goes to $2.79. They almost, I'm not saying it's collusion, but it's almost like it is collusion. With airfare, you can, I mean, I could go on right
yes,
now.
Yes, but here's the difference.
And
Scott,
I could get
big.
A $700 ticket to New York and a $250
well,
ticket to New
York.
Here's
the difference, and it's a big one. Airlines make their money off butts in seats. Gasoline stations do not make their money off gasoline.
No, they make it off you going in and buying a bag of chips.
Correct. Now, the whole thing drives me crazy. We are rethinking spring break because it is so ridiculous to fly several kids there.
I thought you said you weren't going on spring break ever again after a camping.
Well, we promised the kids a kids trip, a family trip, and super excited for that. But my God, what is it about March? And once they're in high school.
Because it's supply and demand.
Yes, once they're in high school, anyone listening knows this, you cannot take them out of school for a week. You can't. The makeup,
Joe did to take them to Brazil.
Once. We did it once. And the ketchup and the anxiety over making that stuff up, it's just not worth it. So I don't know. If y'all are going to Florida for spring break, I am happy for you. We are not going to be seated next to you. Not happening.
Not going to be seated or seated.
Speaking of Florida, mm-hmm. My favorite story of the day. Did you hear about the man who was jailed and charged with battery for giving his girlfriend a wet willy?
Sorry?
Giving his girlfriend a wet willy.
Did she
call the
him?
Police on that?
Do you remember being in third grade and licking your finger and sticking it in someone's ear?
Charlie does that all the time.
I remember being 45 years old and doing that.
It's
third grade.
Disgusting.
Charlie sticks his whole hand in his mouth and then sticks it in my ear all the time.
Called police.
My brother and I still give each other wet willies.
After the squirm-inducing joke in which the prankster licks his finger and puts it in a victim's ear. The girlfriend was evidently displeased. Police arrived and later charged Joseph Cerecci with battery.
No. That's stupid.
Only in Florida.
That's dumb.
I'm telling you.
Do police not have any discretion where they can say, okay. No.
I don't know.
You gotta, what happens? What's a wedgie? Aggravated battery? Because you're using their underwear as a weapon?
I mean, what prosecutor is going to file battery charges in that
case?
I
don't know.
What was the weapon, sir? His underpants.
Now, an atomic wedgie is a different story.
Well, an atomic wedgie, that's pain. I mean, we've all had one. Right. Those are painful. Are you kidding?
No, I saw it over the weekend. I put it in my file because
that's
I thought
dumb.
No one, I said, Scott's head's going to explode.
That is so dumb.
Look at him. Look at the look on his face. Huh? What did he do?
That's because all he did was give his girlfriend a wet willy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I mean, what's a kiss? Sexual assault?
Can a wet? I mean, if it's unwanted, can a wet willy be illegal? Stand by.
There must be more to this.
Yeah.
This is
really bad. You know what she ought to be? She ought to be charged for calling 911 on that. Did she call 911?
Okay. This has happened. If you Google wet willy and arrest or illegal, you get results.
I cannot wait to move to Iceland.
You would at least have a great story for your buddies. What'd you do over the weekend? I spent the weekend in jail.
Oh, by the way, I rarely do this. Speaking of the weekend, I have a run, do not walk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought we revoked those privileges.
Not for me.
No, I think we did.
No, yours were revoked after the four-hour fiasco that was the D.B. Cooper not happening show.
Okay, yours were revoked after you told everyone to go watch a movie that on Rotten Tomatoes got one quarter of one half
what
of one star.
Which movie was that?
It was some movie like a month ago. I'm like, I'm not going to watch this. It got zero stars.
Oh, it was the Bruce Willis movie that
yes!
we watched.
Yes.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, you're the only one who thinks so.
Oh, and Rotten Tomatoes is going to be our arbiter?
Well, 800,000 people thought the movie was horrible.
Look up Anchorman 1.
There was one positive review, and his name was Scott Parks.
Look up Anchorman Rotten Tomatoes review. No, look it up right now.
I will. And Seinfeld started out.
She won't do it. Will you do it?
Did not bring in any good numbers.
They almost canceled Seinfeld on the first season. You know what else almost got canceled on the first season? The Cosby Show and Cheers.
What is your run? Do not walk, and I will slowly maybe jog or meander.
Okay. It is the story about the capture of the fourth most powerful Nazi, Adolf Eichmann. We went and saw Operation Finale on Sunday, and it was fantastic.
That does look good. And Anchorman has a 66% on the tomato meter and an 86% on audience score.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
How old was he when he was captured?
It was in the early 60s or 50. It was in the early 60s, so I don't know. I would guess probably in his 50s.
Okay.
And then he was hanged in Israel. It is we did do a little research on it. Remember, Kara, I was telling about this. They did some research, or I did some research. They did take a little bit of liberty with the movie, only on the getting him out of the house.
Okay.
He was 54 when he was captured.
54, okay.
And here's why I asked this, Scott. You have said before, this is why I asked his age. You have said before, if we have a Nazi guard living among us, and he is 92 years old or 88 years old.
The 94-year-old in Queens a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, and they deported him, but did not
charge him
as they should have with multiple counts of murder.
They can't.
You said, at age 84, what's the point?
Well, I said at age 94, what's the point?
I know. And so at age 54, you hang him or arrest him, and because he still has however many years left. Mm-hmm. The crime is still the crime. I don't understand necessarily what age has to do with it.
Well, I would understand if the 94-year-old who was deported out of Queens, 2 weeks ago, if they were sending him back to Germany, which, by the way, he wasn't German, he was Ukrainian, and his crimes occurred in Poland.
Okay.
Okay, but they sent him back to Germany because he was a member of the Nazi army.
Doesn't mean he murdered any fewer people.
I'm not saying he didn't. What I'm saying is, first of all, why did he go to Germany? He was a Ukrainian who committed crimes, and there is some evidence that he did. Those crimes were committed in Poland.
Okay,
but they deported him to Germany at the age of 94, of which they cannot charge him with any crime. So what's the point? You basically just moved his house.
But there's no statute of limitations on murder. Why can they not charge him?
I don't know, Dana. Okay. I'm not a lawyer. For whatever reason, they cannot charge him in Germany with these crimes. Hmm. Maybe it's because he's Ukrainian and the crimes occurred in Poland. I don't know.
And they could not charge him here federally?
No.
As some type of humanitarian crime or
like a war crime or something?
Yes.
Apparently not. Otherwise, they would have done it. Hmm. And they had known he was in Queens for quite some time, I think since the 1980s. And they did nothing about it. And he knew they were on to him. And yet, for 30 years, he continued to live in Queens in this apartment. I have no sympathy. I want to be very clear. I have no sympathy for this man whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He is hopefully going to burn in hell for the rest of eternity, okay? Even though I don't believe in that. However, what's the point of just moving his house? Here, get out of Queens. Go live in an apartment in Berlin. Okay. I mean, where's the punishment? If you're not going to punish the guy, leave him alone.
Ooh. I think there are some crimes for which there is no end date.
And I would agree with
you. And I think, that's the United States taking a stand, saying he's such a horrible human being, we don't even want him
here. But here's the thing, and Kelly just texted me and it had a good point. Adolf Eichmann was the architect of the Holocaust. I don't care if he's 94 or 194. Hang that son of a blank. This was a guard in his early 20s in a Polish concentration camp. I know we got to get to break. If you guys want to weigh in on that, that's fine.
Because I don't think we should split that hair.
Wow. 576-7798. Hey, it's Scott Parks. Get ready to celebrate. Get ready to save. I'm here to tell you all about the huge Labor Day holiday savings that are extended, still happening now at Nebraska Furniture Mart. We were out there, in fact, over the weekend, got a king-size bed. Check out these offers you won't want to miss. Save the tax. That's right. Save by the amount equal to the sales tax at the store on qualifying furniture, flooring, and NFM Plus TVs, home audio and appliances. Shop with store-wide 40-month financing on purchases of $19.99 or more. That's on the Mart's incredible selection of furniture, flooring, appliances, and electronics. Take your football watching experience to a whole new level with $50 off qualifying TV or projector installation. And take 10% off suggested retail on select mounts and screens. See the store for details. The Mart has amazing deals for everyone. And they're coming through big time with the continued Labor Day holiday event. KMBZ traffic, here is Major Miles.
All right, still seeing some pretty slow going here southbound I-35 past 18th Street Expressway, but the stalled car we had blocking the left lane's cleared, but heavy rain shower moved through there just a little while ago, so the road is soaking, adding to the slow stuff there. Still pretty jammed up into the construction, northbound 470 past 40 Highway. Earlier accident we had there gone, and no new problems to report. Brought to you by I-Mart Express. Glasses, glasses on the wall. Who's the fastest of them all? I-Mart Express, with a lens lab in every store. Over 90% are ready the same day. Find your nearest location at imartexpress.com. Major Miles, KMBZ Traffic.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
That's Shop Boys, 1987 or 8. What are you mmming about over there?
Really quick, I'm not looking to make this a topic, but I did put this out on Twitter today. The city and the Kansas City Zoo are looking at building a $75 million aquarium. And the city would contribute, I think, $7 million mm-hmm. in a bond toward mm-hmm. that $75 million. Sign me up. I love a good aquarium. I love it.
Wasn't there a story not too long ago about aquariums and people were upset that...
Well, yeah, if they're stealing baby whales and putting them in cages.
Well, I mean, I was telling the story about going down to Atlanta last year when we went to the aquarium, which, by the way, if you're ever in Atlanta, it's fantastic. But they have whale sharks in there. And people are saying, well, they don't have enough room to swim.
Well, I think with the whales, there's no question they don't have enough room to swim. Well, I know, but if you look at SeaWorld and the problems they've had, that is, I'm not comfortable with that. But you want to put some fish in an aquarium, I'll go in there and stare at those all day long. There's something mesmerizing to me.
Oh, they've done studies on that.
When I go in and I'm like, oh, look at the fish.
Are you Dory?
Look at the fish. I don't know. It just is very calming to me.
They have one in downtown Kansas City. Now, it's not a very large one.
No, it's a smaller aquarium.
Do you go to that?
I have not. I took the kids when they were younger. Now that my kids are out of that age group, love Legoland. Don't want to spend any time there.
I know, but...
you know what I mean?
You don't want a medium size. You want a... If we're going to do an aquarium, it has to be big.
If we're going to do it right.
Okay. And you want a whale shark?
Sure.
The aquarium in Georgia, I think, is fantastic. Here's what always drives me crazy about these tree-hugging Lawrence reject, haven't showered in a week, smell like French. What?
Smell like French?
You know.
Fries, the dressing,
no,
the oven.
No, the people. They're always like, oh, these poor animals. The people who work at these aquariums are so dedicated.
To conservation.
To conservation now, and these
Scott,
animals.
The documentary about SeaWorld did a lot of harm to a lot of good aquariums.
I know, and it's so sad.
And they're kidnapping the baby from the mom,
because
and the mom's going, meh,
The people who work at these aquariums, I truly believe their heart is in the right place. And they're doing it for the right reason. And it just drives me crazy when these Lawrence reject, Birkenstock wearing, tie myself to a tree with a chain people get all, ugh. They ruin everything.
They don't ruin everything.
Newsroom Caremarkser.
Another lawsuit in the duck boat capsizing. That's next.
Dana Wright for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Go to the website. It's so easy. Lowcostlifeinsurance.com. All spelled out, .com. It will take you seconds to click whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, the state you live in, and then, boom, all of these life insurance quotes will pop up right before your eyes. That's where Stuart Woodbury comes in. You know, he's been here for decades doing this work and helping people navigate the sometimes confusing waters of life insurance. What type do you need? How much do you need? How long should your policy be? That's a big one. The other thing Stuart Woodbury does to make sure you have all your ducks in a row is every year his company does the annual review. You will get a call. They've looked over your stuff. They'll ask you a couple questions. Have you had a baby? Have you had a divorce? All of those things are very important in the world of life insurance from year to year. That annual review helps protect you so you don't get some call that your rates have gone sky high after that policy is near expiration. Give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The woman who lost 9 family members when the duck boat sank in Branson in July has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the owners and operators of Ride the Ducks Branson. Tia Coleman claims the company ignored the storm warnings and was negligent about safety. The ruby slippers stolen from the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota in August 2005 have been found. The FBI and other agencies made the announcement this afternoon. The slippers were one of several pairs worn by Garland in the movie The Wizard of Oz. Only 4 such pairs are known to exist. U.S. Attorney Christopher Myers.
There's a certain romance in these types of schemes, sometimes sophistication, but at the end of the day, it's a theft.
And they're still looking for suspects in that theft. We'll check traffic and weather together next. KMBZ traffic and weather together. Here's Major Miles.
All right, Kara, we're still seeing some slow stuff here. Southbound I-35 past 18th Street Expressway. We had the earlier stalled car clear, but heavy downpour through there, so that really jammed it up. And, of course, the stalled car didn't help. So pretty heavy stuff through there all the way down. Looks like past Johnson Drive. Northbound I-35 heavy as well between the Overland Parkway and 75th. Still jammed into the construction, and an accident earlier didn't help. Northbound 470 past Lakewood Boulevard, but no new problems to report. Major Miles, KMBZ traffic.
Tropical downpour still a possibility, at least through about 9 o'clock or so. Even a couple thunderstorms, 40% chance. Trails off as we head toward midnight, temperature then 75. 80% chance of more showers and thunderstorms redeveloping on your Wednesday. We'll have a high temperature then of about 78 degrees. And because of the tropical rain chances, not from the storm, mind you, over the Gulf Coast region. This is just a stalled out front. 67 in the morning, afternoon high of 75 degrees. Still some rain and thunderstorms that will impact you. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
78 right now at KCI. It's 84 in Lee's Summit, 81 at your official weather station. I'm Kara Markser. Mental health issues affect 1 in 5 adults every year. Don't miss I'm Listening, a KMBZ special that takes the stigma of talking about mental health head on. Sunday morning, 7 to 9, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Change in my pocket, going jingle-lang-a-lang. Want to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky, no dizzy, until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Georgia Satellites. 1986 on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
So I have an update. You'll have to tell Kara this later. And I think we want to talk about this for a longer amount of time tomorrow because I have some questions. And as always, our listeners know way more than we do about all kinds of things. So over the weekend, I borrowed a shock collar.
Oh, for the dog?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Odie or Tank?
Well, we have traded off over the weekend, and I have a ton of questions about it because I did not realize how quickly it would work. why didn't someone tell me about the shock collar, I don't know, 5 years ago?
Why do we need to get Karen for this?
Because I'm curious if she ever used that. But it doesn't matter because our listeners have. Our listeners have. And before everyone goes freaking out that I'm shocking my animals, I haven't even used that setting. Scott, the collar comes with a little remote control, okay? And four settings. One is a beep, beep. And the collar is on the dog, and that beep happens right by their ear. Uh-huh. And the little one cannot stand that beep. I don't know what it is. Because on our alarm system, here's an example, okay? When you open any door or window, it goes beep, beep. Doesn't bother the dog at all.
Uh-huh.
You put that collar on the dog, and you've got your little remote control, and you hit that beep near one of the gates where he isn't supposed to go, near one of the flower pots where he isn't supposed to pee,
uh-huh.
He freaks out and goes away from that area. Tank didn't like the beep, but there's another setting on the remote control that is a short burst of vibration. It does this, Scott. Bzzzt. It's not a shock. It's a vibration, and it's a very quick, powerful bzzzt vibration. Okay?
Okay, all right.
He freaks out. And by freaks out, I had him come over to the gates where they are not supposed to go. If that gate's open, for any reason, they are not mm-hmm. supposed to cross that gate. I put the collar on the dog. I put the dog by the gate. I stood on the other side of the gate. I said, come here, buddy. Bzzzt. He took off running like you had thought I had pointed a rifle at his head. He freaks out, okay? My question is this. You don't even need to shock him. The vibration is all it takes. You can get these things on Amazon for like $40.
It weirds them out?
I don't know. I think it weirds them out. But my question is, how long do you have to do this? How often do you have to do it? Or are the dogs smart enough that after a couple times they are done? And I'll give you a final example.
Somebody says shock collars are great for training, but eventually the dog will learn the difference between wearing the collar and not.
And not. So you got to keep it on them or something that feels like it on them.
Mm-hmm.
So today we have a handyman come over and he walks into the backyard, opens the gate. The little dog, every single time that gate opens, shoots out like a cannon, goes running across the street and disappears for about 25 minutes. He runs on the golf course, into the neighbor's yards. He always comes back. So today I've got that little remote in my hand. And the handyman's coming in the gate. Dog goes shooting out at 100 miles an hour because he's free.
Mm-hmm.
And the handyman goes, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Hold my beer and watch this.
Oh.
I hold up the remote. Bzzzt, bzzzt. Dog stops in his tracks. In our driveway, turns around, and on a dead run,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
comes back into the backyard. And I look at the handyman. I go, my God, this thing's amazing. He laughed. He goes, you're just now finding the shock collar. I go, I don't even shock them. I vibrate them. They freak out. The only problem is this, and I would love for anyone to weigh in who's used one of these things. The little one is now terrified. Like, today...
The little dog
is now in the laundry room, and we're like, time to go outside. Come on, buddy. Dog ain't moving. Dog ain't coming out. Dog is freaking out sitting in the laundry room waiting for this vibration to go off.
Well, then you shock him until he goes outside.
No, I don't want him to be afraid of the laundry room. I've said to Chris, I think we need to be very careful how we use this and when we use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to get him to go outside today. I'm like, come on, lift your leg on my flower pot. Do it. He wouldn't do it. I couldn't even get him to go outside. He's like, nope, nope, not going outside. So I don't want him to think the vibration.
Well, you don't use the shock collar when he doesn't do what you tell him to do. You only use the shock collar when he does something you don't want him to do.
Correct.
Like pee on your flower
pot. But how does the dog know if you're bzzzing him outside to come back in, which he did?
Oh, he'll figure it out.
How do they not just start equating outside with being shocked? I don't want him to freak out about being outside.
No, we used it I know I'll get this on the text line. When we were living in Europe, we had a dog named Casey, Irish Setter. Irish Setters are prone to run. We would use a shock collar on Casey when we would take him outside so that he would, because we had small, super small yards over there. And so we would often take him into this field so he could run around and poop and pee and whatever. If he went too far away and we thought, oh, Casey's getting ready to run, like all Irish setters do.
You'd buzz him.
Just zzz, and he'd come running right back. He realized there's a certain distance I can get away. It'll take some time. Now, inevitably, we're going to get texts.
That's a horrible thing.
Put it on your neck. Why don't you put it on your neck if you're so tough?
It's one of the highest selling products on Amazon. Well, there's a reason.
Because it works.
Yeah.
You know?
Again, we have never, nor would I, because it's not necessary. We haven't shocked them. That little beep and that little vibration is enough. He does not like that beep.
I have absolutely, so long as you don't abuse it, have no problem with pet owners using a shock collar because it doesn't hurt badly.
Well, the beep or the vibration doesn't hurt at all.
But the shock is like, and you're like, oh, okay. I mean, is it any worse than a parent spanking a child?
Well, I don't think you should do that.
Well, I do, and I have. I have no problem with spanking a child. Is it any worse? I would think not.
Well, I hate comparing one to the other, but I understand what you're saying. And I understand what people are saying. But
is it any worse than spanking a dog when they pee on the floor?
No.
And you put their nose in it, you go, no, whack.
Right. I think Stella just learned more quickly than my dogs did.
Yes.
We have removed all of the patio furniture. I did a vinegar and bleach wash on the patio all last night to try and start over. Let's see. Let's see if this will work.
Okay.
And, you know, I am hopeful that this will work. But I'm curious, for those of you who have done it, how long did you keep it up? And do they learn right away? I mean, is it you buzz them a couple times and it's over?
Well, if it's working, why don't you just leave it on?
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm literally walking around the house with this remote like a crazy woman, just waiting for them to do something wrong.
Well, that's called training, Dana.
They're looking at me like I'm an idiot. They're like, I'm not going to do it. I'm on to you. I see the remote.
Somebody writes in, I got one for my wife. Works great.
Oh, my goodness. Not funny.
That's pretty funny.
I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan.
Somebody says it will cause aggression in your dog. I don't believe that's true.
If you do it 100 times, it probably cause aggression.
God dang it. I hate it. Every time we talk about training animals, everybody's an expert.
I've probably buzzed them 5 times.
Scott, you don't hit a dog to train them. Well, you know what? It took me 2 times. I was always brought up, if a dog pees on the floor in the house, you put their nose in it, you say no, and you smack them on the bottom.
Okay.
I did it 2 times with Stella. She's never peed in the house again. 2 times. Bill in Olathe. Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, I used to work for my cousin who has an underground dog fence business, and they have the shock collars, and I did a lot of training with teaching the dogs and the owners how to use the fence, because it's an underground fence. You can't see it, but the dogs do not want to go beyond that limit. If you train them correctly, and you got to do it gently and easily, and like you're saying, Dana, you don't really have to shock them because they just don't want to go there. But you got to do it right. You got to take them to the edge of the perimeter where you don't want them to be, and then you reward them for coming back. You don't shock them. You reward them for coming back. But you got to let them know their boundaries.
Right. Hmm. And, Bill, I'll tell you this. When he came back, I go, well, I'll be darned. Good boy.
But did you reward him?
Did you pet him?
Yeah, I petted him.
Oh, you got to give him a treat immediately.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay, that's good to know.
Maybe keep a pocket full of pepperoni.
Okay. Well, yep,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what we'll
and
do.
And you, when they come back, you give them, oh, good boy, you know, rub their belly and give them a treat. But they got to be rewarded for coming back and doing the right thing. Because otherwise, like with these hidden dog fences, the dog will sit on the front porch all day long if you shock him when he goes out there.
Yeah.
You got to teach him. He can go all the way around the yard except for this one place, you know.
Sure.
And same thing with your house. Take him right up all the way around on a leash, all the way around your house, everywhere, and then take him up to the place where you don't want him to be.
And then buzz him.
And then you go, no, no, you don't even buzz him. You go back, 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 back. You tell him, and you pull back on the leash, and then you reward him when they come back.
Mm.
And I tell you what, but you have, it helps if you have like a white flag or a barrier, like your gate or whatever it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, because they got to know, they got to have a visible limit. They got to know where their limits are.
Yeah, like a little orange utility flag.
Well, they can't see color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's just something that they know exactly where they can and can't go. And you reward them for coming away from it. It's so cool. It works.
So get a little get a little bag of, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be silly. Get a little bag of pepperoni, which dogs love. And then when they do it right, you give them a little piece of pepperoni, right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, yep. Bill, thank you. I knew this would work if we asked people how to do it. Because I don't want to do it wrong and make it worse. Or do it wrong and then I'm putting all of this time and effort into it and it doesn't work.
Knowing that you love Tank.
Mm-hmm.
You do love that dumb dog.
He's so stupid.
Odie, I don't think you like very much.
I would like him if he'd stop peeing outside.
Okay. When you put the collar on Odie, I want you to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever a time when you thought, I should just shock him?
No.
Like, nonstop
no,
shock
I
him?
Because I don't want to screw it up. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm afraid if I just shock him to shock him, he's going to get confused.
Sometimes I think just the look of Odie's face makes you mad.
Like, help me.
And you're just like...
I will tell you, when I was cleaning the porous stone patio with vinegar and bleach,
mm-hmm.
that smells like a soaking bath.
Did
of
you think about
urine.
Using the shocker as a knee pad?
Remember that? Remember that Twilight Zone Smoker's Inc.
Yes. Oh my God!
The cage?
Yes.
Bam, bam.
Oh my God! That's
I
from
told
like
you
the
to stop smoking.
That's from like the early 80s.
Scared me.
I thought I told you to stop smoking.
Worked.
5-7-6. All right. See, Rod, everybody's an Rod, get in here for a second. Everybody's an expert. Dogs see color. Dogs do not see color. And I have an example every day. I throw an orange ball with my dog. It is round. Of course, it's a ball. Into the grass. She can only find its shape because she can stand right over it. She cannot see it because it's orange. She has to see the shape to detect the ball. Am I wrong?
Oh, okay.
Can your dog see color?
I don't think so. I've never really tested it. I do know that I find it very interesting. They used to believe that dogs couldn't see two-dimensional until HDTVs came out.
Yeah, now they can.
And now they can.
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, the balls that I use to throw with Stella are red and orange. Not green, they're red and orange. She cannot find them when she's standing right on top of them. I have to go over there and go, it's right there. Then she sees the shape, and she's happy again. They cannot see color. I don't care what you people say to me. They're dumb. I mean, they are color-blind. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Speaking of patio, have Seal Once KC come out and permanently seal yours after you clean the urine off of it. They'll do it. Your patio, your deck, your fence, that's a big one. You got a big privacy fence. Have them come out and seal and protect that fence. They do it with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant, and they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. Seal Once KC has you covered there. If you are thinking about selling your house, if you're buying a new home, really think before you put carpet in that basement. That permanent polymer floor that we put down 6 or 7 years ago, hands down one of the best decisions we have made in our home. If your sump pump fails, if someone spills something, if you have pets or teenagers, it looks amazing, and it is the easiest darned thing to keep clean you have ever seen. You just take a towel, wipe it up, boom, you're done. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. Get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
KMBZ Traffic, here is Major Miles.
All right, still seeing some pretty heavy stuff southbound I-35 past Southwest Boulevard, 18th Street on down toward Lamar. Wet roads as we had a pretty heavy rain shower dump through there just a little while ago. Eastbound I-70 still bunching up out past the sports complex. Stalled car left shoulder just past 435. And eastbound 470 at Blue Ridge have a stalled car on the right shoulder there. Major Miles, KMBZ Traffic.
We'll be right back. on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Let's wrap this up. By the way, a lot of people are correcting me on the text line, assuming they know better than I, and that's more likely than not the case. Dogs do see certain colors. They can see blues and grays, and certainly black and white, of course. Let's go to Trey in Spring Hill. Trey, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well, thank you.
Good. So, first time I've called, really big fan. Love your guys' show.
Well, thank you. Cheers.
Wanted to weigh in on the dog color thing. So, I used to train dogs. Still love doing it. The people I couldn't stand. Dogs are great. But I rarely suggested them to people that didn't already have a pretty good understanding of general dog psychology because of the fact that when you think your dog is doing something wrong, there's a pretty good chance that they don't think that. So it's very relative. Dana, when you were when your dog would run past the fence,
right?
And so I'm just guessing, but you would do that at different stages of him running outside that fence. So either when he's about to, when he's already outside. So there's no specific point when they know that that's a bad thing. So to put it more simply, I guess, you just have to be very, very specific and
kick it.
Scott Parks. Someone just wrote in, being shocked by one of those, I've done it, feels like sticking a 9-volt battery on your tongue. It's uncomfortable.
Okay, I've never done that either. Have you ever stuck a 9-volt battery on your tongue?
Haven't we all done that? Like, I've totally, as a kid, you didn't dare each other to do that?
No.
Oh, well, I know what we're doing tomorrow.
Only if you'll play the pass-out game with me. We got to run. John the Weir coming up next. Have a great night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, and I mean it, God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, changes could be coming soon to the city's rules about who's allowed to sell and serve liquor. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. Don't spend life suffering from an injury or chronic pain. Dr. Kendra Pearson and her skilled medical rehab and chiropractic team at Northland Physical Medicine can get you back to a pain-free life. Their advanced chiropractic and medical techniques are individualized to treat each patient's issues. I've become a huge fan after meeting Dr. Kendra and touring her facility. In fact, I've done it twice now. Northland Physical Medicine will set you on the path to a healthier and happier you. Schedule your free consultation at northlandphysicalmedicine.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.